news. What's the good news? There's so much energy contained within the sun. If we look at the productivity on our planet, we could compare different terrestrial and aquatic biomes, all the way from the tropical rainforest, which has high productivity. We're measuring that as the amount of material per meter squared per year, all the way down to something like a desert. It's not very productive at all. What's interesting is cultivated land actually doesn't produce that much. We could compare that to aquatic systems. Our coral reefs are incredibly productive. We can even look at how it changes over time. So this is net primary productivity. So this is terrestrial on land. And watch what happens as it changes over an 11-year period of time. You can see it's just moving back and forth. So it's moving from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere. You can see there's no production in areas where there's a massive desert. But what's causing that change is simply going to be the seasons. During the summer, we're going to have way more production where there's way more sun. And so an accurate model of measuring how energy is used is an ecological pyramid like this. And so what we're really looking at here is the net primary productivity, the amount at this level. And so if you start here with the producers, let's say that that small percent is actually 100%. 1% goes to the next level. Well, we're losing energy at each level, and that's because the organism has to survive. It does respiration, so we're losing heat at each level. And so in general, of that 100% that the producers get, only 10% goes to the next level. What percent of this goes to the next level? 10% of that. So now we're down to 1%. And what about the next level? 10% of that. And so we're losing a huge amount of energy at each step along the way. And that's going to be why we have way less tertiary consumers than we're going to have producers. Good way to study this is using an energy pyramid, and let's look at an actual energy pyramid from Silver Springs, Florida. What we're looking at here is the amount of energy. They're measuring it in kilocals per meter squared per year, and so it's 20,000 kilocals. Now, where's the energy found? Just looking at this picture, it's going to be, for the most part, in these trees. What amount they have on this level?
You're listening to Radio Ravioli. My name is Olivia. We are continuing to boil some water as well as fry some bacon here in the studio. We've got things brewing. As Brian Eno's Thursday afternoon welcomes the day, welcomes us into this new day. And we've been gliding through moods here this morning. It keeps on changing. I don't exactly know how I want to feel today. I think I just feel like thinking, letting my mind wander as the song changes and the mood goes with it. It is a reflective start to this month. I'm hoping it'll be better than the last. Last month was too stressful for me. I had too many things I was waiting for and getting ready, preparing. Now I just want to chill out.
Thank you. We're checking out of this motel in 2 hours. Oh, I like you, baby. Don't get too used to it, girlie. We're checking out of this motel in 2 hours. Don't get too used to it, girlie. Good morning, Mr. Gray. Good morning, Mrs.
Sort of thing, but I do think we should keep it in mind sometimes. Particularly now. I've been reading, and this is serious, where the atomic test that we're having, the fallout is going to completely annihilate sex unless we get in. Our slogan, I'm always trying to think of ways to boost up my income. I don't drive. I don't mind telling you, I got so drunk the other night, I got a $500 parking ticket. I was parked on top of a bus. And I don't drive. People won't tell these things on themselves, but I drink a lot of it. I'm not an alcoholic, I know that. Because I talk about drinking a lot of it. And I urge the girls to get me before later. Drinking is celebrating. Anybody worried? Is anybody celebrating anything tonight? I mean, I talk about drinking a lot, but I'm not an alcoholic. I know that. Because alcohol is a wine drink, and I do. But I made up a hook for improvement, and I'm so excited about it. Aren't you excited when you start a new movement? I'm so excited about it. Oh, yeah. We have a slogan. Our slogan is help stamp out artificial insemination. You think we should keep in mind. Particularly now. I've been reading, this is serious, where the atomic test we're having, the fallout is going to annihilate sex unless we get you. Started a new movement, and I'm so excited about it. Aren't you excited when you start a new movement? Oh, yeah. We have a slogan. Our slogan is help stamp out artificial insemination. Is anybody celebrating anything tonight? Anybody expecting to celebrate anything? Anybody worried? I ask that for a specific reason, you know, because I'm always trying to think of ways to boost up my income. Even starting to cheat lab. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online WFMU.org. This is Radio Ravioli. We're heading into the last hour here. Cooking up some different things until 6 o'clock in the morning. An hour from now, when Clay Pigeon will be waking us up and baking with us. Waking and baking, waking. got some different things going on. We just heard the Shangri-Las with the train from Kansas City. And right now this is Haisuki by Chi Mikai and Justin Sun.
Thank you. world stuck.
And at 56th level, I, Mad Angus, and Tony, sit about casually moving Angus, bowing on a mandolin, on the squeaking of another mandolin in the northern lane, and I, wearing all my jewels, I have 3 pairs of earrings on, and 5 diamond bracelets, and 2 necklaces, and 5 drugs. And I'm about to read my short story, from Lady Sleeping Gown to Damonet, which I will come into. When Francine picked herself this millionaire on some street corner on Halloween, and she was in drag. Halloween is the only night that Francine gets into drag. And once I met her on 8th Street, and she looked like a scrub woman. She was wearing a babushka, a house arrest sneakers, and so forth. So she must have gotten into a ludicrous conversation with this millionaire about her longings for costume jewelry and doily in her home, her happy home. And he probably saw how ludicrous it would be if she were covered with jewelry. And he offered Francine, my best friend, X, the Aphrodite star of Carnival Tribune, in the Atlantis Hotel in Miami Beach, the giant cross-shaped lobby, and its cooling lagoon pool of Francine. It's pure stunning. The millionaire will then take me along. Oh, wait till we go out shopping for our evening gowns, I cried. I want to wear nothing but evening gowns. And just this way. I wanted us to have some homos brought up to our apartment and fit it. But Francine didn't want to wait. She wanted to start that same night. So we went to a department store. Francine was wearing her double-breasted powder blue Bermuda short suit, powder blue long stockings, and white sandals. I was dressed as inconspicuously as possible. Frankie looked lowbrow. She had a mad pseudo on her. It was her idea of how rich people act, and it stunned me.
Thank you.